Call the May 7th Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan. Commissioner Hogan.
Excused.
Commissioner Bothart. Commissioner Bothart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Here. Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 23rd. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is continuation of a public hearing for Mills Hotel Wyoming mixed-use development, which is a rezoning application for the Ryan Meadows subdivision from M1 Limited Industrial District to M2 General Industrial District. We can dispense with the reading of the public hearing notice because it's already been opened. But Mr. Martinez, would you give us a brief description of what we're talking about since there's new people in the audience?
Marion.
Ms. Axe, please.
No. Next slide, please.
Mr. Martinez.
Okay.
Whoever wants to talk, talk.
Okay. So tonight we have four applications that are related to the same site. We have rezoning for these 10 acres, for the 23 acres of Lot 84 of the Ryan Meadows subdivision. 10 acres of this lot will go, are part of the Copart site, that is 44 acres. So that's the other application that we have tonight, the Copart site plan. And we have a natural resource special exception for a wetland that is located in the Copart site. And finally, we have a CSN certified survey map to subdivide the lot 84, that is 23 acres, into two lots, 10 acres and 13 acres. This site is on the southwest side of the city of Franklin and is close to the city of Muskego.
Okay, so, but you introduced four items.
Yes, and now we'll go to the rezoning.
Okay.
Yes. The rezoning is for lot 84, that is 23 acres, from N1 Limited Industrial District to N2 General Industrial District to allow for the Copart, that is considered wholesale of automobiles, because it is a special use in the N1 District and is a permitted use in the N2 District. So if we look out into the adjacent uses, we have existing industrial uses to the north and to the west, and to the south and east we have residential uses. The N2 district is not intended to abut residential districts, but to the south there is an existing conservation easement that will serve like a buffer between these two properties. And to the east, the staff is recommending, and the applicant is proposing also, a landscape buffer yard easement with a masonry fence, and staff will recommend, in addition to that, a tree survey just to make sure that the existing vegetation is adequate to buffer the two sites. This is the CSM that we'll discuss further, and this is the existing conditions. This is an aerial, so the residential zoning district will be here, and the 10 acres will be approximately here. Some of the area is already in a conservation easement because it's wetlands. If we look into this table, this is the Unified Development Ordinance table, and we have considered Copart as wholesale of automobiles and other motor vehicles, SIT code 5012, and is a special use in the current zoning, that is N1, and it will be permitted use in the proposed zoning, that is N2. if we look into other similar uses, like, for example, motor vehicle parts use, it's permitted in the current zoning, but it's not permitted in the proposed zoning. And other use that is scrap and waste materials or junk yards is permitted in the current zoning N1, but it's not permitted in the proposed zoning in the N2. Okay.
Is it for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Why don't we go back a couple of slides, please? Another one? That one. That one. No, go back to the color. Okay, good. All right. It's already been, the public hearing's already been open for this. The subject of this hearing is merely to talk about rezoning this area here from M1 to M2. So with that, anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, speak into that microphone loudly, please. Give us your name and address, and tell us what you'd like to say.
Yeah, my name is Tom Benning. I live on Ryan Road, just west of 116th Street.
Tom, can you give us your address, please?
11720.
Thank you.
I'm very familiar with that actual company. I've actually done work grading lots for them. The truck traffic alone with a plan like this in that area is ludicrous. The truck traffic in and out of those places is insane. So why we would want to put something like that in that area, especially when you're putting up a new residential area, is beyond me. This belongs somewhere else other than where there's residential areas. It just makes no sense to me or any of my neighbors. And, you know, to have that kind of truck, like I say, that kind of heavy traffic through there with large vehicles, it's just nuts. So that's basically my input on it. And to change the zoning from a light industrial to a general industrial, that's a whole can of worms. You open it up, that could be anything. Anybody move in here and do anything. What happens when Copart picks up and leaves Sunday? Then what, are we going to get a foundry? So that's basically our concern, you know. I mean, let's not destroy the area. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi. My name is Alderman Eileen Madden. I'm from the city of Muskego.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the dark side.
Okay. I just heard about this today, and I was really shocked since the entryway is in the city of Muskego. We have, you're absolutely right, traffic on that road is horrendous already. This would obviously impact it considerably. I understand this is happening in Franklin. And I am not going to try to sway you in any way as far as that goes. However, we do have specific requirements for the Muskego piece of this. And one of the things we're going to be looking for is that road be expanded to have an egress and exit out of there so that it matches what's going on with the landfills. You know, you have to have some place for people to get around these trucks. It's going to make it, it's going to be a big impact. I handed a list out I gave to the secretary. I think, did he give it to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I gave a list of all our concerns. I didn't want to take up everybody's time by reading them. But you can see we have considerable amount to look at. And I would ask if you could postpone this until we've had an opportunity to actually speak with Copart and find out what their plan is. Because obviously that hasn't happened at all. We didn't know anything about this. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else? Alderman Nelson.
Good evening. John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Alderman District 6. I am against the rezoning of this parcel as I'm fearful that this project's scope and expansion is getting is to the point where it's not only endangering of DNR wetland issues, but also is going to be not the best use for this land. Tuesday argued ad nauseam at the last council meeting of my position and the position of the neighbors and the position of some other developers that I do not believe that this is the best use for this land and would like to see this looked into much further from the economic development standpoint than simply moving forward kind of recklessly tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Thank you for your time this evening. My name is Sharon Poberesny. My brothers Robert and Les Matson and I own the property at 10082 South 124th Street. Our farm is actually located just south of the Copark site. We will own more adjacent property than any other property owner and share a property line in excess of 2,000 feet. Our family has owned the farm for 83 years. My grandpa bought it back in 1937. I and my two brothers have met extensively with the representatives of Bear Development, and they have shared the plans for the Copark facility. We have extensively researched the Copark operation, and we have viewed other Copark plans or projects. Upon review of the overall development plans and Copark's operational plans, we fully support the project. We recognize that the general character of the 124th Street corridor in Franklin continues to be industrial in nature. This is obviously influenced by other adjacent uses, specifically the landfill. We do not believe it's realistic to think that our property nor our immediate neighbors along Highway 45 will ever develop as residential, retail, or office. The neighboring Copark proposal is consistent with other uses, and it seems to have a very low impact as it's buffered by tree lines, fencing, and landscaping. We understand that the land is already zoned M2, and there are many other uses that would be a far greater concern than the use that is being proposed by Copark. While this farm has been in our family for 83 years, it's highly unlikely that it will remain in our family for another 83 years, and we're hopeful that the development of this site will lead to further industrial development along 124th. We strongly encourage the city of Franklin to support this project, and I thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Ms. Madsen. Ms. Poberesny. Mr. Martinez, you have a letter from Ms. Poberesny's brothers. Would you, who are the property owners, would you please read that one into the record?
Yes, this letter is from Robert Matson and Leslie Matson. Please accept this letter as an acknowledgement of our support of the proposed Copark development, which is currently under review by the City of Franklin. The Matson family has been landowners in Franklin since 1937 and will continue to own 28 acres directly south of the proposed project. Bear Development has shared the development and operational plans of the Copark project with our family. Further, we have done our independent research on Copark Inc. The use is not a junkyard. Copark Inc. is a sophisticated international company publicly trading on NASDAQ with an estimated annual revenue of $1.5 billion. Copark Inc. provides a valuable service to the financial and insurance industry as the largest U.S. provider of online vehicle asset liquidation in the United States. Copark Inc. is an environmentally responsible business that will not create air, water, or light pollution and create minimal vehicular traffic. The development will stimulate much-needed future development to expand in the area around our property. Compared to other industrial uses, the copper operation is very low-profile business operation. Because of the landscape buffer proposed in the development plans, along with the natural separation provided by existing wetlands, the operation is thoughtfully screened to completely conceal the operations from public view. Any impacts of the use will be adequately mitigated by the buffers, including existing tree lines, wetlands, ponds, and fencing. We recognize that the State Highway 45 corridor east of Loomis Road has an industrial character, primarily due to the existing landfill use. Considering other uses that are permitted in the N2 district, we feel the copper use is appropriate due to the overall low impact. It is unlikely that properties in this corridor will be developed for residential, office, or retail commercial use. The copper use with adequate screening and environmental conditions is an appropriate use in this location. Our land is adjacent to the proposed development. We share commonly property land of over 2,000 feet. Our property by far is most affected by the proposed copper development. Our future plans include the development of our property. We understand that the future development of our property is dependent on a significant investment, such as copper, being made to expand development opportunities on South 24th Street. We strongly encourage the City of Franklin to support the copper project in order to expand development opportunities along State Highway 44. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Mills.
Hello, S.R. Mills, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here I have a presentation later, but obviously we're in support. We're the developer, landowner, and I'm not sure if you'd like for me to go into the presentation now, keep the public hearing open or close, but whatever your pleasure.
Yeah, we can do it either way, but let's focus on the rezoning.
Sure.
Let's focus on the rezoning. We can do the site plan and the rest of that later. Anyone else wishing to speak on the rezoning? Yes, sir, please.
Jeff Kenny. I'm at 12302 West Loomis Court. I attended the last hearing a month ago, and there had a couple of unanswered questions from that I'm hoping to raise here, and possibly there's somebody here that can answer them. The first is, how many cars are we talking about in this development? Is anybody from Copart able to answer
that? I can answer or Copart.
Okay.
According to the narrative, approximately 5,000 vehicles.
Okay. We talked about ground preparation and whether there's any barriers between the cars and the groundwater beneath. Has the city received any answers as far as what the ground preparation is going to look like for this site? Is it just dirt and gravel?
Yes, Copart submitted these best management practices regarding the environmental management.
Okay, what does that surface prep look like?
Great.
Yeah, if we could have that one addressed, that would be great. I am 600 feet away facing the property to the north. I know there's some things going on to address the aesthetics from the east side of the property, and I'm curious what's being done along the fence line to the north that I'm going to be looking at from the front of my house.
We have renderings of the fence that we will show in the site plan.
Great. And then lastly, I know it touched on the fact of what role the environmental committee would have in looking at this, and they addressed. We talked about how they addressed the wetlands portion of the property to the east, right where the rezoning is. I have not heard, but I would like to know Has there been any input from the Environmental Committee on this particular use of the land, again, kind of in relation to the ground preparation? I know that they and the DNR would have input as far as what the requirements would be for this, and I have not heard that anything has been established yet.
Yes, the second item after the rezoning is the natural resource special exception, and Marion will provide details of that.
Great.
That's the second item.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the answers to these. You know, I got a chance to read the letter presented by the Mathesons, the neighbor to the south. Surprised me. Every other neighbor in the area that I've talked to, about a dozen, is definitely on the opposite side of the table on this one, whether it's the proper fit for that area. Have to venture to think that they have something to gain other than just that their property abuts Copart here. So that's where I was left after reading that letter. So that's all I have to say.
Anyone else? Anyone else on the rezone? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the hearing on the rezone. Questions from the commission on the rezoning? Commissioner Morrow. Mr. City Engineer.
And again, we're talking about the rezone only, but they're all kind of related as far as some ideas I guess I had.